Read something else out of the Apocrypha. It says in Sirach, Sirach 23. The wisdom of Sirach, 23:16. It says, two sort of men multiply, they create sin. He's going to tell us the two sorts now that multiply sin. He said, and a third incur wrath. He incurs the wrath of Yah. The soul, heated like a burning fire, will not be quenched until it is consumed. A man that is lustful, has no control of his appetite, he is not going to be quenched unless Yah consume him. He's laid on his bed where he can't move. He has no power to do anything at all. That's the only thing that's going to quench a man like that. Sister Roberts and I were coming back, and as I scanned the radio station, I was listening to a show, and they had women over 50 with AIDS. And the amount of women were calling in there with AIDS, it was almost... One woman, her story was so sad. Her husband, the man had left the woman. He liked young gals. She wanted to receive him back. She brought him back, and he gave her AIDS. She thought she was sick with something. She gets tested, and she has AIDS. Doesn't live that long, and she dies and leaves the grandchildren and all, because she undoubtedly was taking care of Hoish daughter's grandchildren. And the women that were calling in with AIDS, it was astounding, daughter. It was literally astounding, the amount that were calling in. I'm not 50, but I'm 48, but I got AIDS. I'm not 50 yet, I'm 49, but I got AIDS. Hallelujah. This unclean spirit. See, that is a representation of the uncleanliness in a land of fornicators, of spiritual practitioners, that they all have gods and they worship their own gods. That is what it produces. It is an unfaithfulness. They're not faithful to friends. You will know a faithful friend, one that is faithful, will conceal the sin of a brother and a sister. When someone runs to you and tells you the sin of someone else, you know, don't trust them with any matter of any importance. I'll tell you that. They're not faithful. It is the truth. There are matters. I was talking, I think, to Deacon Horn one day, and I told him a matter, and it's been many years. But the people here, the matter I told him of, the people, they've long gone from here. But yet, he's never known that, nor the Deacon Benny, Elder Martin, because it's down, that's it. When I said that to him, he was just down. That's right. You will know one that is unfaithful. You will know that. You tell the brothers everything? No, not everything. I tell them everything I need to tell them to get the weight off me. Hallelujah. Is that what Yethro told Moshe? You find men that are, first of all, the Yare Yah have the ability to teach the Torah, the statutes of Yah. Set them over 1,000, 100, 10, 15, 10, I mean 10. He said, the weighty matters, they come to you, me. Hallelujah. So he had to find strong men. Were all the men of that nature that he could do that? No. Hallelujah. He had to pray about that. Were they better than the other men? Sure, they were better. They were better equipped. They had a better mindset. They had a better strength. They had a better tenacity. Hallelujah. Sure it is. I'd rather find the man that's better than the one that's not the best. Give me the better man. Give me the better man. You take the best, give me the better man. I'll take that. Hallelujah. That's the truth. That's the truth. All men are not of the same value. They're not. That is the truth. All men you cannot speak the same thing to. All women you cannot say the same thing to. All men you cannot entrust with certain things. And all women, believe me, you cannot. You not say to the brothers, I'm sending you now. If I hear it, I know where it came from you. Period. No matter seal. When I say seal, it's seal. And I mean that. It's seal, I mean that. He goes on to say here in Sirach, a man who commits fornication with his near of kin will never cease until the fire burns him up. Do you all believe that? Oh, I believe that. There are folks that commit fornication with their near kin. And they never cease from that. Is not this nation filled with that? Oh, my, what an abominable thing. I read to you all the other day that little girl at 10 years old, pregnant, had a baby. At 10, I was reading the other day a man in Italy, this little girl sending him texted him messages on his cell phone, and they began to have a little relationship. He went to prison. Well, his lawyer proved that it was pure love, and they were madly in love with each other. What does a little 13-year-old girl can't even bathe herself right? What she knows about love. And a man 38 years old, that he's that juvenile, what can he tell you about love? He's a juvenile. Well, a 13-year-old gal, fingernails dirty. That is the truth. Look at the little fingernails, they're dirty. 13, they just begin to realize that they're dirty under their nails. Hallelujah, you're trying to grow nails and they're dirty underneath there. Hallelujah. He says, not only that they shall burn, he says, to fornicate, Zanha, all bread tastes sweet. When one fornicates against Yah, listen, brothers and sisters, when one turns against the Torah of Yah, everything they do seems right. That's what I mean. Bread, this leshem, bread, is a form of the dabah, of the word of Yah. So when a man is a fornicator, when a woman is a fornicator, everything they do, it tastes right. And they justify everything they do. Well, I don't see why. Well, why I can't, why we can't, why they do, why he, why she. You understand? No, I'm not going to be a fornicator because someone else is a fornicator. I'm not going to go out here and go against the Torah of Yah because he did it or she did it. It's going to cause me to judge myself even with the more scrutiny. I'm going to scrutinize myself even more with more intent. Let every man be a liar. Let every man be a liar. And let Yah be truth. He commands me to save myself from this untoward generation. So I'm going to do that. So fornicator, all bread tastes sweet. He will never cease until he dies. And these are the three kinds of men. That's what Yah's talking about. When one fornicates, they will never cease from it. When you find that adulterous, abominable spirit in one, when one is not faithful to Yah, they won't cease. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. I know this is a metaphor of a natural act of a man, but it has more spiritual implication than the natural ramifications. When you find a man unfaithful to Yah, he will never be a faithful. He may have a beautiful verbiage of expression how he loves Yah, but he will never be faithful. That's why Yah's going to save Israel. He's going to save the remnant of the seed. He just got a little seed. He's going to save. You find one that fornicates the word of Yah when they lay it down, as the old folks would say, I'm going to lay down my religion. Now, don't make me lay down my church now. I'll bop your head, lay down my church, and when I finish whipping your backside, then I'll pick up my church. When I was growing up, they would say that. You heard him say that, Mama? All right, then. I've heard him say it, too. And they would say, don't make me lay down my religion now. You lay it down, it's no have no value to you. How do you know that? Well, can I ask you a question? Any of y'all here? If you had 1,000 cash dollars ahead, you just going to lay it down? You ask someone, you going to lay it down and say, now, come on, honey. No, you ain't laying that down. I'm putting that in a safety place. Hide that in my heart. You like David, I'm going to hide it in my heart so I won't sin against Yah. Hallelujah. So when you find a man or woman that fornicates, that's why this message must be taught. That this wrath upon this fornication of Babel. What she does, she calls one to be unfaithful. She sowed the seed of unfaithfulness. She is the gateway to the gods. She confused the minds of men. Why? Because they do not adhere to the Torah of Yah. So they look weak. They look effeminate. They look soft. I want to look strong. I want to look strong, period. I don't have to be able to lift 50 pounds. I want to look strong, man. Hallelujah. I don't care if I can't lift up 60 pounds. I want to look strong, man. Hallelujah. I want my countenance to emanate a strength. Sure I do. Your daughters, you don't want your countenance to emanate some kind of beauty? All right then, don't play with me. Okay. So I want mine to emanate a strength. So when you see me, you will know that there's something there. Hallelujah. I am the head, And the expression is in the head, isn't it? I'm not the tail end, my friend. I'm not that. I will not be reduced to that. You shall have the head. For everything comes from the head, and the blessing to the body flows from the head. And I will not do that. So I want to emanate. And when a man has the living Torah of Yah in him in his mind, he emanates the strength of Yahshua. That's what he emanates. He has the character. His walk is defined by his strength. Can you not tell one in a position in life? Can you not tell a lot about them, how their walk defines them? Sure you can. I know I can. I observe things like that. I got observation. I always watch. I always look at things. I watch things. Because you learn a lot from watching. You learn a lot from watching. You ever just looked at the ants and watched them go about their daily tasks? Do you learn from that? I know I do. So I learn a lot from watching whether it's the ant and whether it's the people ants. Hallelujah. So you learn that way. He also says here, he said, a man who breaks his marriage vows says to himself, who sees me? That's what a man says. Nobody sees me. Darkness surrounds me. I'm in this dark place. And that's what we think. Are we not a spouse unto Yahshua? We have a marriage vow. And so we do think, we say, well, that's all right, it's all right, I pray, yeah, y'all forgive me. No, it's not that. You may think it's that way, but it's not that way. Who sees me? And the walls hide me, and no one sees me. Why should I, Yahweh, why should I fear the Most High? Will not even take notice of my sin. See, this is what this nature says. High walls of pride. Your walls of pride. Your walls of arrogance. Your walls of your idolatrous worship. You say, yeah, he doesn't even take notice of me because this is me. What I do is more valuable to him. You do nothing. He sees everything. His eyes look low. He sits high and he looks low. So there's nothing Yah doesn't see. He sees everything you do. He knows everything you do. So there's nothing that you do that gets by Yahweh. But that's the corruption of the mindset. Now this is from the Apocrypha, from Sirach. Does it make sense? Does it sound real? Sure it does. His fear is confined to the eyes of men, and he does not realize the eyes of Yahweh are 10 times brighter than the sun. They look upon all the ways of men and perceive even the hidden places. He even sees the hidden things. Yah even sees the hidden things. I don't even know what that is, 10,000 times brighter than the sun. Because I can't even look at the sun. I have tried. I try to look at the bright, and his eyes 10,000 times brighter than the sun, and nothing is hidden. Nothing gets by him. I think that metaphor, that analogy, that's pretty relevant today. He sees everything. Before the universe was created, it was known to Yahweh. So it was also after it was finished. Even after the finisher, he knew the universe. He said, this man will be punished in the streets of the city, and where the least he suspects it, he will be seized. Where the least place he suspects it, he will be seized. And that's what this nation, it thinks that it is a man. It thinks it's going to rise up against Yah. It says to Yah, I'm a God like you, the Most High. It tries to compare itself with Yahweh. You see, that's what men do. When a man has a fear of his strength, he says a stronger man, he says, I'm a man just like you. Well, you know what a man is. But you're not like me. You're not. Every man in here cannot lift 50 pounds. I use that analogy. Every man I know can lift 50 pounds. Now, I use that for an analogy. Okay, I'll go farther then. Every man in here cannot lift 300 pounds. Every man in here cannot lift 400 pounds. Every man in here cannot lift 500 pounds. Now, how about that? Okay, that's more of a reality, right? So every man can do that. There's some that can lift 3, but he can't lift 4. There's some that can lift 4, they can't lift 425. There's some that lift 425, can't lift 450. And that's how it is. He will not even suspect where he shall be seized, but he shall be seized. So it is with a woman who leaves her husband and provides an heir by a stranger. When a woman leaves the rule of her husband, do you understand that? When a man goes away from his wife, when he goes away from the faithfulness of the one he's espoused to, and this all has to deal with Yah. When a woman leaves her husband, when she goes out and she entertains a stranger. Can I show an example of what I mean? A woman leaves her home every morning. She goes out to a job and she's faithful to that environment that she obeys everything they say. They tell her, you got to come to work on Shabbat. She finds a reason to do that. She's fearful. She's afraid. And she finds a way. Well, I want to keep my job. You understand? You all get quiet, but that's all right. She finds every way to break Yah's Torah. Man is weak. He's afraid because he doesn't trust Yah. They tell him the very same thing. He can't do it. He can't do because he's afraid. And so what he does, he brings up an heir in his house that is not of the birthright. It has not come from Yah. So he brings up this heir. He brings up what he thinks is riches in his home that they are false. They're not the true riches of Yah. It's not his living word. What? Because his word is like silver tried by the fire seven times. That's what a man needs in his gut. He needs the word of Yah that he can stand. That's what a woman needs in her gut. She needs the word of Yah. Purge herself from all of her filthiness, her trashy ways. I like being around brothers that are better than others. I like the better sisters too. There you go. Hallelujah. I do. I just don't like being around weak men. Especially a man when you show them the principles of Yah and they do not gravitate to that strength. You know, I used to say to the brothers, and I use this as an analogy. I would say to them, I tell you what, you come with me and this is what I have you doing in this period of time. There's not one brother that have gone in that gym with me and did what I told him to do. They did not get where I said there would be. Not one. Now they may have stopped short of the thing, but they stayed with me. They did exactly because I knew how to get them there. And when I got them there, there's a strength of the character. They, look at this. Woo! It creates a different mindset, a different. Yes, it does. Thank you. Told down, my brother. A brother likes to lift 200 pounds, but when he get 300, That's a different world right there. Huh? He gets 300 pounds, you give him 350, he says, whoa. He walks there, he lets up, man, I got 300. I'm using this as a natural analogy to show you, brothers and sisters. You get him up 375, then he's like, whoa, man, this is unreal. That's how it is. You understand? So you bring a man up, you gradually move him up, you know exactly what he can do, and even when he can't do it, you make him do things that he's not able to do because it instills that confidence of his ability to do it, and that's what the word of Yah, that's what the Torah does. It instills within you the ableness to do it. Hallelujah. It instills within you the power to do what Yah commands you. Brothers and sisters, we need that. That's why this wrath of this fornication that the nations from this nation. We're not nations before Yah individually. And so what we do, we will feed people, our brothers and sisters, the same unclean, idolatrous spirit because we have been drinking from this wine cup of idolatry. And so we want them to act like us so we justify our corrupt ways and our wickedness. It's not going to be. Hallelujah. You're going to be around me. You're going to ship up. Or you're going to ship out. You're going to be strong, but you're going to be right. That's just the bottom line. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you give $10,000 a week. I will not let what happened here with Yehoram to bring devastation upon the house of Israel. So if I die today, then the rulers or the men that rule will walk in the same light of Yah's truth. And they will lead you on to the promised place. The presence of Yah. Not here. Period. So you must be strong. How did you get strong? Then you watch the one that's stronger than you. And you do what he does. You do what she does. Hallelujah. There's that one brother that has worked with me that hasn't jumped expeditiously. And that's a fact. I know how to do it. Why? You know I know how to do it? Can I tell you where it all begins? Yeah. See, I got to get that first. Once I get that, the physical acts, that's nothing. But it's this. You must get this first. You must train the mind. The mind has to be like Yahshua's mind. Has to have the mind of HaMashiach. And we don't work on this much. We work on this now. We love this. But that, we neglect. That's why you hear those that are... What was one of the expression of one when I was coming up? When they were skinny-minded or... Yeah. Narrow. No, we didn't say it like that. It was a slang term we used to use. You have nothing up here. See? Just an airhead. So you got to get something. It begins here, brothers and sisters. In the mind. With Israel, it begins here. Because we love things to satisfy the belly. See now the eyes and what it looks like. See, it must begin here. Here. So this has to be shaping. See, this is shaping. That little thing, there ain't nothing but boom, 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 boom. It just pumped the bloods. This is the heart of man here. That must be shaping. That. You got to get that shaping here. And what that alludes to the centrality or the nature of the life of man that flows from the inward parts outwardly. So you got to get this life first. So I began here. And when you shape that, nothing they can't do. Nothing. You got to shape that. You got to shape this first. And the Torah shapes this that we can do all things in Yahshua HaMashiach. Because he gives us strength. And if it's not shaped by the word of God, I don't care whether it's affliction, whether it's suffering, whatever. We can do it for the satisfaction of the kingdom work. Hallelujah. Because this is all twisted and messed up. We can't do it. You see, this right here caused this to get weak. Because you think this way, that's why that gets weak. The belly has no strength. When this gets weak, yeah. And something that we will call when I was playing sports is called second wind, or you getting that tenaciousness in your mind. Even though you can't do it, you do it. And that's something that drives you from it. You are jogging or running, you say, man, I'm tired. The body is telling you that, isn't it? But the mind is fresh, is becoming more fresh. The mind is saying, come on, man. You can go on from here. And that's why most folk can't do what they intend to do, because the physical appetite of the flesh says you can't do it. But this is here where it begins. When you get this shaping and right, there's nothing will impede you. But you got to get this right. You will walk according to the Torah of Yah, according to his statutes, his commands. But you got to get this right first. You got this right, and it's wrong. But you got to get this right. Because this is not right, then this is wrong. Because this gives that the appetite. And because the appetite is corrupted, because it's coming from a corrupt mind. So you got to get that right. And that's why Yehoram, he was able to corrupt the minds of the people, because they didn't have this right, because they were living off this. And when you get this right, you will get your loin. You're going to protect your loin. You're going to make sure that Yahshua is the center focus of your mind. You have on the helmet of salvation, and Yahshua is the one that you focus on. Hallelujah. Nothing else. Nothing else. We need that. Hallelujah. I was talking to Brother Pat yesterday, and of course, the tears began to flow from his eyes. And he said to me, Pastor Roberts, I wanted to give you a gift, but I know what to give you. He said, but Pastor Roberts, I really love you. I know I've been hard-headed, but I love you. I say, son, he couldn't give me $10,000. That was more sweeter than that. Give me that, man. That was better than what do I need? What? I got enough spare shoes. I got 15 pair. I can sell some. I don't need nothing. That right there was sweeter than anything you give me. Sweeter than the truffle, sister. He always buys me. That's sweeter than that. The tears of teshuvah. And this commitment to obey Yah. Ah, son, that's the gift. I don't need nothing else. I'd rather have that gift than he go and bring $50,000 off. That's the truth. I'd rather have that. Because with a man like that, you can give him a command and we can do all things in Yahshua. See, he can put one to flight like that, but when he knows he needs a little help, then two of us, we can put the hosts of the enemies to flight. That was greater than anything that truffle. Don't worry about buying me no truffles. I don't want that. Jenny already keeps me stuck with that. And so I don't want that. So there was no gift that he could buy me. His words were greater than any gift or anything he could have gave me. The sweetness of those words satisfied me greater than anything. He could not have bought me a pair of shoes, a suit. That's greater. And so that's why our words must be pure, what we speak, even unto Yah. Wherever you send me, I'll go. Whatever you command me, I mean that. I mean that with everything in me. Whatever you instruct me and show me, Yah, come hell or high waters, I will stand on it. Like if no one stands with me. But there's a sure thing, can I tell you? Elder Martin's always remind me of this. There's going to be always someone that stands with those that stand for truth. So I'm not worrying about being alone. There will always be someone. If it's not but two or three. Hallelujah. In our conversation, he's got it down from 10 to 3 now. That's enough. Two or three gathered in his name. There shall he be in the midst. So he's got it all the way down to 3. He usually stop at 10. But he's got it down to 3. But see, he keeps that. See, even though he's not conscious of what he's saying. But that's what the word of Yah says. So there's just two or three of us in here in his name. We know that he is in the midst. And I would declare the counsel of Yah in his name by the power of Yahshua, for that's where the authority lies. And what Yahshua tells us, it is right. We must obey because it comes from the strength of Torah. You disobey that, you're wicked. Hallelujah. It says this. So it is with a woman who leaves her husband. She provides a heritage by a stranger. For first of all, she has disobeyed the Torah of the Most High. Are we not the woman of HaMashiach? And if we don't walk according to what he commands us by the instructions of the Torah, have we been unfaithful? Sure, we've been unfaithful. Second, she has committed offense against her husband. We have committed offense against Yah. And third, she has committed adultery through her harlotry and brought forth children of another man. And that's what we do. We bring forth our little children. Those little seeds that we care about. I care about the word of Yah. I care about what Yah commands. That's what I care about. And so we bring forth our little secret children. And the days that when one was pregnant, they would send them away, but the baby still was born. It was done secretly. Nobody knew. Many times give it to the aunts. Grandmama took it. That's the truth. And yet, we are birthed by the Ruach, the Spirit of Yah, and we bring forth the children of Yah. We know what that is, don't we? I'll tell you what it is. I know you answer me, but you don't know. It's his fruit of Ahava, meekness, kindness, tenderness, long-suffering. Those are the children. He's coming back for abundance of those. He's coming back for abundance of children of the fruit of the Ruach of his Spirit. He's coming back for that kind of fruit. He says, she herself is brought before the assembly. Now, the Torah teaches that, doesn't it? You bring them before that sin willfully against God. You bring them before the assembly. You expose their wickedness. And punishment will fall on her children. Now that's Torah. He said the curse will go down to the fourth generation. He said because they have defied. That's right, parents, I tell you, mothers, you got time for every kind of wicked, damnable thing it is. Your mind captivated by every kind of twisted book. Every kind of little small matter. This is what the Torah said. This is Torah. It's Torah truth. And punishment will fall on her children. How do you know? Her children will not take root. The root, they will have no root in them. They will have no love of the word of Yah in them. We know what the root of Yahweh is. It's his love. You gotta have a love of Torah. Children will take no root. And her branches will not bear fruit. They will never bear fruit. Nothing will come out of them. I don't care if they become lawyers and dentists. They will never bear the fruit of Yah. They will never take root. We're grounded and rooted in the Ahava of Yah. That's the life of his Torah. They will never take root. Period. Well, I don't believe Yah is that way. Were there twins yet unborn? Did he love one? Did he hate the other one? All right then. He loved one and he hated. Has he changed? He's still the same. There are two that have children, one he hates, both of them. One over there in the boondocks of the jungle, that one he loves. He loves. A false adulterous seed. That's what the enemy has caused the young women to become.
Hoish. And the seed passes from mothers to daughters and sons. And that's the truth. I don't care what y'all say. And the daughters, oh, they may be sneaky or sly in their whoredom, but they would do the same things. They would be hoish and wicked. These spirits, they're real. That's why a woman, a man must walk in the life of Torah. You must. That's why I said to one other day, I said, even scripture says, even by the cleanliness of a husband and a wife, if one of them serving Yah, walking in the truth, then the child is clean. Unless your children are clean. And so we have brought an abundance of unclean things in the world. And that's the truth. Whether you buy it or not. Whether you accept that, it's just the truth. Can I ask you a question? Will you believe me? When Yah opened up the gate of hell for Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, did they have little babies? Did they go down in the pit with them alive? Sure they did. Sure they did. When they come out hollering at Elijah, go ye bald head, Elijah. Did Yah cause the she-bears to tear them in pieces? Sure he did. They were filthy little things. You tell me you can go out here and look at some of these little things that have been birthed out of the gut of hell. The attitudes, you look at them. I can see why he turned. He said, in the name of Yah, you children of hell, I curse you. Don't tell me you don't see that. And you don't see them change. Now, generation after generation out there in Los Angeles and the Crips and the Bloods, the mama, they were Crips and Bloods. And little youngins like that little boy, there were rags on their head. They're walking around, their blood and they're cripping, they're banging, they're ganging, they're shooting the signs. And it's in them. They tell you your blood for life. Your Crip for life. That's the truth. That is the truth. That is the truth. And so the thing is that in the spiritual realm, so that seed is passed from one to the other. Hallelujah. You've seen that from here. Hallelujah. Come on. I'm not trying to offend the sister here, but she did things that were inappropriate in her life. Her and Brother John. She produced a daughter. Look, she's doing the same thing she did out there. Hoeing. Having babies. Had a baby. Look at Sandy's girl. Look at that. Babies. Abortions. I don't care what you say. You can get upset. It's just the truth. My mother has six children, my six different men. Oh, that's all my brothers and my natural sister have, babies. He said, we'll fall upon your children. Your children. You all can reject it. It's still the truth. That doesn't make it void because your little skinny mind don't like it. It doesn't like it. It's still the truth. My natural sister, oh, she was on the same path. My mother, she had three. My mother had six. Now, six different men, she was three different men. You can say what you want to. My oldest brother, I don't know how many he got. About 12. Woman here, there. Yet he had a seed of Yisrael in the midst of the belly of Horem. Sure he did. His name was David. Brought forth no children, have no heritage at all. Nothing. He has one religion, and that is to the kingdom work and calling. Out of the belly of a whore, he brought forth seeds. Nurtured and polished on every kind of holy spirit it is, but that one was his. That one. Them? Nah. That one. Had no self-worth and never thought of himself as anything. Always thought that they were better. He said, nah, that one is mine. Shotan said, but he's taller than him. He said, I know that. But this is the one I elected. Him. He has nothing to offer. That's all right. I got everything to offer him. So out of that belly, he brought forth one little seed. Hallelujah. And I looked down to the generational statues of that whole family. I see nothing in there. Nothing. Are you against them? No, I'm for Yahweh. Hallelujah. I told you all the story that I went to see the natural man. That's my natural father. I was sad because of him. I'm not sad because I've never met the man. And don't tell me that's like going to see your little wicked, holy sons and daughters. You can't even compare the scenario. He's a sinner, never met the man a day in my life. And Yah did bless me to preach Yahshua to him and not some damnable Jesus. Hallelujah.
And you better understand that they knew what they were dealing with too. Even his wife sent me a card and said, "Bless you, Pastor Roberts. We'll ever see him again if he comes here." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't even compare that. It's not even the same. That's a wickedness. That's a shallowness in any of y'all to even make that assertion. Never seen the man a day in my life. Don't even know him. He was a stranger to me like I was to him. Hallelujah. Stranger. Not even comparison. You can't even compare it. Period. To justify your wickedness. Period. See, he doesn't even know Yah. Nor does he know the power of Yah. When one turns away from Yah, they're wicked. That's a wicked one. That's wicked. When they sell themselves for the abominable and you strengthen the hands of them, you're as wicked as they are. Hallelujah. That's the truth. And a man rejected Yah, he would never see me. And he probably will never see me again. He's welcome to come here. Long as we say, come right. He may be listening today too. Long as they come right. Now let him come. Hallelujah. I'll let some of your wicked kinsmen come. Unsaved. But your wicked sons and daughters that reject you, they will not come here. Period. You don't know me, you Jezebel spirit. You don't know Yah. That's why you don't know me. Because if you knew Yah, you would know me. I'm sent of Yah. Hallelujah. And I have his word in my mouth. Her children shall not take root, and her branches will not bear fruit. She leaves her memory for a curse, and her dishonor will not be blotted out. You understand that? She leaves her memory for a curse, and the dishonor of what they have done will not be blotted out. So that's why the children, not the children, do the same thing the mothers do. Period. They will do the same thing. Hers, if they last, they will do what she did. That's why you've got generations on welfare, babies after babies after babies. That's just it. They are a seed that is cursed of Yah. When he brings out a remnant that he's blessed, that the whole, you will not even know whether they lived in poverty or what. Because he empowered them with the power of his Ruach. And so he intended for them to produce babies of whoredom. You're faithful man, a stewardess, you can't, unless a man is faithful in the smallest of matters, you cannot entrust him with the most powerful things of Yah. If you cannot be faithful in something that's small, first of all, the sign of a sure steward of the Yah, they must be faithful. It's either that I'm a faithful steward of Yah, or I'm a false steward. I don't care who I offend when it comes to the word. When you will do things that are opposed to what his word says, you're wicked and I will point you out. Whether it's you or your mom or dad, it makes no difference. I'm not going to let that hear. Now you all can leave. I don't care who y'all leave. It makes no difference. You're going to either get it right or you're going to leave from here. And I have no problem with that. I really don't. Period. I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. Period. I will not allow you to bring the corruption here. Hallelujah. Because your fellowship with the wicked, when you take great delight and pleasure in that, I know something is twisted. I don't care if it's just the daughter, his son, daughter, I don't care who it is. Pastor Robert, you weren't down there. Well, you know, Yah blessed me to preach. It's amazing how he did that. And the old man sat there astounded as he heard this man that he's never seen, as he spoke and articulated. Then the son that he had raised all his life, he jumps up. This is the kind of truth I need to hear. Yes. The daughter opened her mouth. And of course, I don't care who it is. Hold up, woman. No, that's wrong. She will not get by with me with that. Someone else? Not with this preacher. I said, no. Not so. Period. I don't care how educated she is, it means nothing to me. Not here. You may do it with them, but you did dealing with one that's cut from a different cloth now. Sure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there's nothing that blessed come out of her. And what is, listen to me, this is a metaphor of us in the sense, what is blessed coming out of us? Our words do not bless one another. It's one thing when a word is a barak. When it is a word of life that comes out of them. Hallelujah. Come on, husbands and wives. You ever spoken to the wife in the morning and you say, bless you, honey, shalom. And wife, you feel wonderful? Oh, what a wickedness. Oh, you're all that quiet? Or the wife ever spoke to you, husband, she said, shalom, husband. And even though you feel all ruddy and dismembered, you say, okay, hallelujah. That's what it is for, brothers and sisters. So when Yabrach Yisrael, he speaks to us, he says, rise and shine and give me the kabod, give me the honor. Come on, you tell me that doesn't speak life. We need to get the blessed truth in our hearts. Yahshua said, the words I speak unto you, they are ruach and they are life. It's either Yahshua is in us and he's alive, or we got some damnable spirit in us. If he is the power of our minds, our thoughts, and our hearts, then what we speak, it ought to be life. This is what the word of Yah does. It examines us, and it strips us and makes us naked, and it shows us how shallow we are. That's what it does. Sister Roberts and I stopped in the store, and a woman, she just walked past us, and her smile was very jovial and very light, and she just looked at us and said, hi, how are you? Awesome. Well, you know, the way the woman spoke, he just says, how are you? Hi. You know, it was just life to her, the way she spoke. It would take a dead fool to look at her and say, huh? Sister Robin looks at me, and I look at her, and say, you know, of course, Sister Robin smiled. Yeah. But it did create that. It did create some spontaneity. She walks right around the church. She looks at us and says, hi, how are you all doing? Okay. Quiet, huh? All right, then. And that's what lively words do, don't they? Hallelujah. So we speak life. And that's why we brock one another. I want to read something else before I close. I'm not going to finish you all today. But I'll get back here, all right? I will. I must. Hallelujah. As much to this. Yah says in Yeskel, Ezekiel. Now let me read from here because this is much. I want to get back to this. I want to turn to Yochanan, John 8 and 40, and Gilead 9:21. With Yochanan. He says, Yahshua, as he answered these fools, he says, but now you seek to kill me. He said, a man that had told you the truth. Did he tell them the truth? He said, you seek to kill me. He says, which I have heard of Yahweh, this did not Abraham. And he says to them, you do the deeds of your father. Does it say that in your book? Then they said to him, we are not born of fornication. We have one Abba, even Yah. They were born of fornication. They were born of idolatry. They were born of unclean methods. And the birth of our minds have been birthed by unclean, wicked things. It has been a mind that has been shaped by the defiance of the Torah. It has been shaped by idolatry and wickedness and witchcraft. And that's why we perform the things that are witchcraft and wickedness. That's why we accept witchcraft. That's why we are comfortable with witchcraft. That's why we associate with witchcraft and everything that is against Yah. When a man has the mind of Hamashiach, well, Yahshua went among the sinners. Sure, he did. Because Israel was full of sin. And he went among them, but to the lost house of the sheep of Israel, to tell them, thus saith my Abba. Turn from your wickedness. He spoke the word of Yah to them. That's why they sought to kill him. That's why he said to them, you seek to kill me? Because I tell you the truth? You're an adulterous generation. You're birth of an adulterous affair. Come on, even a woman laid down with her own husband, unfaithful in her mind. A man laid down with his own wife, unfaithful in his mind. She brings forth a child. He's thinking about Benishua. That is an abominable, filthy thing. Not entertaining his wife. His mind outside of there is a vile thing. You entertain anything without the control of Yahshua, you're vile. You're wicked. Hallelujah. See, pure love will never allow man to do that. Pure love will never allow a woman to even think like that. That's just the truth. You all can sit here like hypocrites all day long. I will not take back one word. It's a filthiness. I don't care who it comes out of. David Roberts,
Cliff Martin, James F. Flynn, makes no difference. Dion Raider, makes no difference, man. That's vile. That's filthy. His mind is occupied with that. That is the tilt of idolatrous, and that's what this nation does. She put the naked horse before the man. He looks at that because he has no time for his wife, his children. And then when there's time for her, he's thinking about some Jezebel he's never seen, never met, don't even know. They don't even know whether she is a he-she. No, it's right, my brother. She's thinking about something that's not even formable, that has any association with. Come on. And that's what this fornicating spirit calls you to do. You think on things that are not according to the Torah of Yah, not according to the disciplines of His Torah, so you do them. That's wrong. I ain't backing down for no one. Hallelujah. I ain't backing down for nobody. Now when it comes to this, not this here, you can back me down in other things, but this, you won't back me down. I want to close with this. There's much more Yah's will. I'll return back to this on the Shabbat. He says in Gilead, Revelation 9:21, Yah says, even though I pour out my wrath upon this wicked generation, He says, neither Teshuvah repented they of their murders, the hatred of brothers and sisters. When you hate your brother and your sister, you love the wicked more than you love them. He says, neither repented they of their murder, nor their witchcraft, their sorcery, nor of their fornication, nor of their theft. And this is a generation that don't even repent of it. Can't even see their wickedness of their idolatrous practice. And they don't see it. But a man rejects Yah, there is an unfaithfulness. When one goes, too much is given, much is required. You learn much about Yah, and then you turn away from that. Woe unto you. When you learn, when you understand the principles of Yah, and your heart become hard because of the lust of your own belly and your own wickedness, you turn away. You are a wicked child of hell. That's what Yahshua told them. Your birth of fornication. You're abominable. You're wicked. You of your father, the devil. He sinned from the beginning. This thing is real, brothers and sisters. We think because it's one thing that Yah, there's a principle He taught me from day one. And I've always said this, you that been here, you come on. I would tell the people, if I cut this finger off before I got saved, before Yah saved me, when I get saved, does it grow back? No, it doesn't grow back. And there are scars that we bear that affect our bones because of our rebellion that's against Yah. You don't sow nothing and think you're not going to reap it. It's coming back. It's coming back. Coming back upon your seed and the seed, and their seed. I see it on my natural sister. Just like her, she was a whore. Her sons are committing whoredom. Babies. And nothing stable there. I had a little whorish cousin to write me. A niece. Well, Uncle David, you did this and that. Said, look, I want to tell you something. First of all, you said you was getting out of the hospital with your baby. I hope you're not doing what all the rest of them are doing. You got a baby out of wedlock. Just like a daddy, isn't she? And I said, I want to tell you something, little girl. To hell with what you say. You will not write me and think you will correct me in anything. I reject what you say. You don't even know me. You may think you know me, but you don't know me. So your words mean nothing. From what I sense of you, you a whore just like all the rest of them. Can I tell you something? She has not written me back. When I finished with that letter, I don't write long letters, but that one was long. To let the little Jezebel know, who do you think you're dealing with? You may go out there in the world and talk to them like that, but you're not going to talk to me like that. That's one reason I will never let little sissy Danny come here. He will never, never, never. Come here. I heard the boy talk to his natural daddy like he's a dog. He talks to me. I said, little faggot, you're not going to. You may talk to him like that and he'll let you do it. But I tell you what, faggot, you're not going to talk to me that way. You little coward. Send me some money. Like hell, I send him one penny. You think I would send him some money? I give it to Nate. Nate's my boy. Hallelujah. You think I sent him some money? Crazy people. I'm going to send him one dime. Wouldn't even sit down and eat with him. He wouldn't eat though. The folks want to look good. You tell me we can't look good. Well, little sister like you, how can you look nice? Can I come and stay a few days that I won't even answer? No. I said, I'm not going to even do with your mom and your daddy. You can't come here. Mama said, she'll drop me off and you pick me up. Nah, I don't even want you in my vehicle. Not a little sister spirit like that. Talk to his daddy like that with you. What do you think if I lay my hands on a little punk like that? What do you think he'll do? I don't even trust him. He will never darken these doors. Period. Well, what if he gets right? He ain't going to get right. All right? How about that? He ain't going to get right. There are children birthed for hell. Birth. He's not going to get right. Period. And so I won't let him come here either. Hallelujah. 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 So, Mama, I went to see the old man. I stayed there for about an hour and a half. Told him I got to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was happy. He may not never see me again. Not. Come on. As they would say, come on to service. I have no problem with that. I feed him like he fed us. No swine, though. But I feed him right. Sure will. Sure will. You can't dress like that here now. I hope before you come now. They can't dress like that. They don't come here like that now. All right. Come on. Hallelujah. Never seen him a day in my life. He was a stranger. Hallelujah. I feel sorry for the man, really. You know, I bless you all that he has brought me to this place where he can and struck me. His wife was beautiful to me. I wish some of you all would think, you know, y'all had the kind of spirit that old woman got. Very kind. Very sweet. Very sweet to me. So I called her mother. I liked the old woman. I did. Hallelujah. She's the best gift she could ever had. David coming to see her. Now here's a strange woman. Did she know my mother? She did? Strange young here, 50-some years later, said, my mother said, you're my natural daddy. Well, he couldn't deny it, though. That he could not. Even the daughters that birth brother said, nah, that look at that. Couldn't deny that. Well, does give me some kind of momentum or strength? Nah, brother and sister, that. I use that for an analogy. I use that as a testimony to tell others here, because I've been on my father. I know my Abba. He showers me every day. He said, skewed up, rise. I know my Abba. My life would have never been, my life is complete. My life is not discombobulated. My life is not dysfunctional. My life is complete. Whether I ever seen him or ever see him again, another day, my life is complete. I'd rather have Yahshua than have riches, silver, and I got him. That's all I need. I don't need nothing else. Hallelujah. And then he gives me a wife. What more can a man ask for? Hallelujah. No, I don't talk much about wife or my wife. And I don't go places. I'll never forget. I say this before I close. I remember Evangelist Hartsfield. He said to me, I remember Sister Roberts. Come on, she. Of course, Sister Roberts never liked diamonds and all that trash. She really didn't. She said, I don't want that kind of stuff. I said, I want to buy you some pearls. I want to buy this. Nah, don't buy me that. She never liked that. She liked pretty dresses, though. And I remember, you know, I would get in the pulpit and say, I bless, you know, of course, you know, we said it back then for my wife, my precious wife. And one day, Evangelist Hartsfield, he said, come here, Brother Roberts. He walked in my face. Come here, Brother Rand. He was taller than me, too. Come here. He said, I want to tell you something, brother. I want you to stop that. You hear me? Do it ever. Sister Roberts. Sister Roberts. Shut your mouth. You hear me? It's my wife, man. He said, I want you to take them sisters home there, okay? You understand? When I took them home, he was wiser than me. I said, I see why. I see why, yeah. He said, you got this young wife, and these sisters have to go home. These go see where they live. When I went back there and took those sisters home, I was poor. I was sad. And that's why I never done that. So you teach a wise man, you instruct a wise man, he becomes wiser, doesn't he? See, even though he must have said that. 25 years ago, he said, I met men twice. He said, I don't have what you have, son. I travel the country. He said, I met men 50 years old. They don't have the understanding you have. But when he first said that to me, I'm like, whoa, man, come on. He said, take these sisters home. And it was a mess down there where they lived. Babies out of wedlock. It was sad. And I've never just, oh, bless y'all for sisters. You always say what you want to. I've never done that. Hallelujah. It's a very infrequent thing. Because I thought about those sisters. Come on, we got sisters that have no husband. I don't talk much about this. Because I know my sister here doesn't have a husband. Do I want a husband? Sure I do. Hallelujah. You hear me talking about things you don't want in a husband. You understand that? It's almost, ain't got far to go now, sister. That's the truth. Some of these men ain't even worth that. That's right. We finding that out. Ain't even worth that weight in spit. Sure. Wife has to make herself ready for it. Come on, sister. You have to make yourself ready. You have to do that. That's just the truth now, I'm telling you. I told the women down there, I'm looking for a wife. If I was single man, I would marry one of you. No, I would not. I wouldn't marry. I rebuked them up, down, sideways, and says, I'm leaving. Hallelujah. I'm not playing, brothers and sisters. You can play, but I'm not playing. They want to play down there. They can play all they want to, but they won't play with me. I'm serious about this issue. And I hope they're listening. Ain't nothing special about them. No more than us. But you said some are better. Some are better. Some are. For he killed his brother because they were better. So we destroy others because they're better than us. We don't like the way she is. But oh, you see her. She miss sanctified. That's what they do. And is that right, mama? One works harder. Oh, look at her. Every time you see she's running around her, want to do this and do that, make somebody think, I ain't doing nothing because she's better. That's why you ain't doing it, you lazy cow. Well, he's trying to get some brownie points. You don't know what brownie points. You don't know the value of a brownie point. They buy inheritance. You fool of a man. I will, my brother. And so they denigrate those that are willing because they're better than them. And so they assault them with an assassination, a character assassination. Yeah, his brothers were better than him. They were better. Y'all gave Israel just like he's given America what they deserve. That's why he's given you what you deserve too. Hallelujah. Don't take one word back. May Yah barak you. May his strength rest upon Israel. Hallelujah. May barak you all. May Yah barak you. Come on, sisters. Bless you all that are listening by the live stream. Hallelujah. May the blessings of Yah rest upon you all. May he strengthen you mightily and cause his hava to rest in your bosom. And this is for all of you, our friends and our listeners. We greet you with this song as we close. Shalom, Israel. Come on, young sister, stay with him.
resting beyond rock and all the stage. Let the word of God be the resting place for his truth in your hearts. Greetings from Yahweh's congregation, Yeshua community. We greet you all in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. Come on in, sing with us.
Come, that my love will be the place where I want to be.
We barak you, all of our friends. We barak you for your kindness, your blessings, your tremendous support, and all of you all for your works of faith toward the works of Yahweh. So this Shabbat, we bless you, our Abba. Bless your people. Watch over us all. Give us safety and protection. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. We are sure that Yahshua is the promise of our redemption. And we take great rejoicing this Shabbaton, this day of time of rest. Yahshua's mighty name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.